KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The fall of the American Empire is set in Montreal, where a young woman who calls herself Aspasie is supposedly the most expensive escort in town. She's definitely the most appealing presence in the film, which is in subtitled French, and she is sorely missed whenever she's off screen because she brings a bright spirit to a crime caper with an otherwise dull one. This new film by the French-Canadian writer-director Denis Arcand is about money, the power of money in general, and more specifically, oodles of moolah that the hero acquires by chance. His name is Pierre Paul, and he's an impoverished intellectual working as a package delivery man. He happens on a holdup that goes wrong, leaving two men dead and millions of dollars and a couple of duffel bags lying in a mini mall parking lot. Pierre Paul has a PhD in philosophy, which means he's also a trained ethicist. After pondering the ethics of taking the money for several seconds, he throws the bags in his truck and the story begins in earnest. Literally so. Earnestness is Pierre Paul's defining characteristic, along with meekness, unworldliness, and kindness. He's a decent man suddenly faced with a dilemma. What to do with his newfound wealth in a world where money doesn't just talk, but shouts and bellows above the materialistic din. As soon as he gets back to his apartment, he fires up his computer and searches for sexual services, and Aspasie beckons to him irresistibly from the laptop screen. Beyond beautiful, she seems to be literary and steeped in ancient history. Her page quotes Racine. The name she's taken, Aspasia in anglicized Greek, is that of the beloved consort of the Athenian statesman Pericles. She's played by Marie-Pierre Morin, and she is witty and droll and absolutely charming. The movie's problem is its hero, who's played by Alexandre Landry. The character is comic as conceived, but the performance is flat. Pierre Paul just isn't very funny. There's no sparkle, no buoyancy, no surprise, though the blame also lies with the earnestness of the writing and direction. The fall of the American Empire is framed as dramatic comedy with suspense provided by the hero's plight. He's being chased by the cops and by ruthless gangsters who want their money back. But the thrust of the film is didactic, even polemic. It's concerned with such things as CEO salaries and the lack of regulation in financial markets. That's not to say it shouldn't be dealing with the real world or that its concerns about injustice are invalid, but only that the balance between comedy and social commentary goes out of whack, most obviously toward the end in a laborious passage about the mechanics of international money laundering. Pericles might have approved, but he never worked in show business. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.